Representative Peggy Wilson wants to create what she's calling a second permanent fund. She's trying to persuade her fellow lawmakers to pass and voters to approve a constitutional amendment creating the Alaska Transportation Infrastructure Fund. Wilson and her House Transportation Committee colleagues are proposing three measures to create and fund the billion-dollar endowment. The Wrangell Republican says it would help replace the federal money that's paid for the majority of Alaska's transportation needs.
The money that's going to come forward from here on out is going to be not very favorable for states with low populations. And so because we get 89% of our funding from the feds, we have got to start a long-range plan and figure out how we're going to take care of our state's needs.
Wilson estimates the endowment earnings would provide about $65 million a year to start. 60% would go to roads, 13% to aviation, and 12% to ferries. The rest would be split among harbors, public transit, trails, and bike paths. State gas taxes and vehicle registration fees would beef up the endowment. Three measures would need to pass to create the fund.
First, a joint resolution that would go to a vote to allow another permanent fund to be developed so that the people would need to change the Constitution to allow a dedicated transportation fund. And then the second bill would be to create the fund and define how it will be managed and how it will be used. And then the third bill is to appropriate $1 billion for seed money.
The Alaska Transportation Priorities Project says it's smart to put money aside for roads and ferries. But the group's Lois Epstein says Wilson's approach focuses on new projects without repairing aging infrastructure.
It doesn't require the state to make really tough decisions about whether we should be focusing on big mega projects like the Juneau Road project, the Gravina Bridge project, which is still being looked at by the state. Those are very expensive projects that the state has to make some decisions because of the declining federal funds.
The legislation would establish an 8-member council to decide what projects would be funded. 4 would be legislators, the Transportation Department commissioner, and 3 regional directors would fill the other seats. Epstein calls that approach cumbersome.
It doesn't make sense for the bill to have very specific allocations for the different types of transportation, 60% for roads, 13% for aviation, 12% for the Alaska Marine Highway. She's doing this on top of having an advisory committee, and it seems to me that that is so inflexible at the point where you want to be able to make some flexible decisions on priorities.
The plan, similar to one proposed by former Governor Sarah Palin, first goes to Wilson's committee. She admits creating the fund will be difficult given competing needs.
I, as a transportation committee chairman, have just felt really strong that it's time we stop putting off things like this. If we don't do something now, and if we wait till we don't have any money whatsoever, we won't be able to do it. We won't even be able to think of doing it.
Critics say the fund's projected earnings won't come close to replacing disappearing federal funding. Epstein says that's especially true when large projects such as the road west to Nome overshadow aging bridges or Alaska Marine Highway ships.
Replacing the ferry vessels in Southeast is about $120 million each with the new Alaska class ferries. Very needed. We've pretty much got the funding for one, but we need another two. And a very small percentage of this, according to Representative Wilson's bill, would go towards ferry infrastructure.
3 Southeast lawmakers serve on the House Transportation Committee, which proposed the endowment. Wilson, Ketchikan's Kyle Johansson, and Juneau's Kathy Munoz. Other members are North Pole's Tammy Wilson and Anchorage's Craig Johnson, Max Grunberg, and Pete Peterson. I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.